Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you. I give you all the glory. Now, Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Spirit of the living God, I pray that you will have thine own way on this morning, O God. Do what you do best, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn it to the book of Revelation, the 3rd chapter and 8th verse? There's Revelation 3 and 8, and I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, "Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And today's topic is, make room for more. Simple, just make room for more. Jesus affirms the church's positive actions, in which he is talking to the church of Philadelphia. He is saying, "I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name." This is Revelation 3 and 8. But the church of Philadelphia was getting weak in some respects, yet they had remained faithful in the face of trial. Because of this, the Lord promises them an open door of blessings. People of God, he is faithful to his word. For we know him as El Shaddai, a God of more than enough. The moment you accept that something negative is the norm, you will always struggle in your finances, in your marriage, will become in chaos and it will never improve. You will get stuck in your career. That's when a stronghold in your mind is formed that can keep you from your divine destiny. We get comfortable with living from paycheck to paycheck. We get comfortable with only just enough when God wants to bless us with more than enough. But the secret to getting out of poverty and in receiving more than enough is sowing seeds. God wants to get you to a place where your mindset overcomes what you see and how you feel. So how to make room for more than enough? I'm glad you asked. Basically, it's making room for increase. But before we see increase on the outside, we have to make room for it on the inside. Come on, here, somebody. If you have a small vision, you will have a small life. If you think you've reached your limits, that's going to keep you from God's best. In Mark 2 and 22, in the NIV version, it says, "And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined." No, that they pour new wine into new wineskins. A wineskin was a leather container, and when it got old, it would become hard and rigid, not able to expand. But if you put new wine into it, when the wine expanded, why? Maybe from heat. It would burst the wineskin. So God is saying, you're not going to see increase if you are stuck in old ways of thinking. If you are stuck in your old ways of thinking, people of God, you are not going to see increase. If you think that what is hindering you are just too big, then they are too big for you to handle. You are setting the limits to your life when you are thinking small. You gotta give the Lord permission to bring increase into your life. You got to stretch your faith. God has unlimited supplies. The only thing that limits him is your ability to receive. If I had 1,000 gallons of water to give you, but only had 1 gallon, a 1 gallon container, the problem is not with the supply. It is with your ability to receive. So if you get rid of the small container and get something larger, I could give you much more. It's the same principle with God. If we think the economy's too down, I could never afford that house that I really want. I could never obtain that car. I could never be in a spiritual level that I want to be in. No, you got to get rid of that 1 gallon bucket, that small container, because the God we serve is a big God. He has the ocean of unlimited supply. Jesus said in Matthew 9:29 in the New International Version, he said, then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, let it be done to you. It's not according to God. God has all power. God has all the resources in the world. It's according to what we believe. In 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, and I just paraphrasing this, 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, 1-7, Elijah, in effect, told the widow, don't shortchange yourself. Make room for abundance. So God supernaturally multiplied the oil until all of those containers were completely filled. She was the one that determined how much oil she would have by how many containers she borrowed. It wasn't up to God how much she increased. God has unlimited supplies. It was up to her how much she wanted. That's why the prophet said, borrow not a few. How many containers are you borrowing? What kind of vision do you have for your life? Are you making room for more than enough? Or you are just settling for what you have? Some people barely have a container. Some people even name their container, I have a barely to get by container. They think business is so slow. They think my blessing is being held up because this or that. I'm hoping to just make it through this year, God. I don't want nothing else. That's how some people's mindset is. Just as long as he wake me up every day, I'm satisfied. They've got a tiny little container. God just don't want you to exist. But God wants to bless you while you're here on earth. He wants to give you purpose. He wants to give you a destiny. He wants to give you more than enough. You believe in the God of El Shaddai. And he wants to prove himself to you. So God says, all right, I'll fill your barely get by container. God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond. He is El Shaddai. He is the God of more than enough. So the first place we lose the battle is in our own thinking. If you think you have reached your limits, you have. If you think you will never get healed, you won't. You have to change your thinking and you have to stir up your faith. You have to see yourself blessed. You have to see yourself healed. God is saying, I have given you the gifts. I have given you talents. I have given you great potential. What are you doing with it? You have seeds of greatness inside. Doors are going to open that no man can shut. But are you ready for the doors? Don't be scared when they're open. One after the other are just opening. That's God. The talent is going to come out that you didn't know you even had within you. God said, I'm going to connect you with the right people and present you with the opportunities that will thrust, that will thrust you into a new level of your destiny. So on this morning, God say, make room. Don't limit him. Make room for more than enough. Your outer appearance displays it, but your inner appearance, your faith is lacking. You are actually fearful to walk into the open doors that you have prayed for, that you have been faithful. According to God, God is pleased with you. So now God is opening doors, and God is doing things quickly. People of God, I'm telling you, whatever you got to do for the Lord, you need to do it quickly. Hallelujah. Dream big, believe big, pray big. Make room for God to do something new in your life. We are entering in a new year of 2023. Come on here, somebody. Don't go in a new season with the same mindset. Change your mindset. It all begins with your mindset. He has explosive blessings coming your way, but you got to believe. Let us pray. Father God, thank you that we can leave behind any negative mindsets and make room for the increase that you want to bring into our lives. Father God, thank you that you open doors and new opportunities that will take us to new levels. And Father God, we believe this is a new day to break free from the limitations. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God, El Shaddai, he's more than enough, but are you ready to receive? Yes, some of you have been weak, but you've been faithful. So God is getting ready to bless you like never before. He's getting ready to raise you in front of all the doubters. Get ready. Also, I want to invite you to revival. Is your all on the altar, December 15th through the 17th at Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street. The speakers are Thursday night, Millicent Rubin. Friday night, Pastor Reginald Jackson of Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries. And Saturday night, Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, 6 p.m. sharp. Is your all on the altar at Trinity Baptist Church. Revival, come, and be blessed. Until we meet again on next Friday, remember, I love you, and God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
Anybody want to